Ladies and gentlemen, this is our final boarding call and the doors will be closing soon. Please board quickly and safely. Our monorail will be departing momentarily. Thank you.
Everybody, this is Rick with the Monorail Tales podcast, and I'm here with two of my favorite co-hosts, at least for the time being. We have Steve Sanders and Patrick Wheeler with me.
Nice to meet you guys.
Yeah. Hey, notice he said me first.
I know, right?
Yeah, in alphabetical order.
M-O-P-Q-R. No.
My last name.
Oh. Okay.
Anyways, we're here tonight to record a Disney Plus Take 4 episode, which is really Take 3 because Bill couldn't make it. And we're going to be discussing what's coming out in July of 2022. So that means the year is halfway over. Can you believe it?
It's gone by quick.
Yep.
Yes, it has.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go ahead and start out. We have Friday, July 1st. We have new library titles being added. 50 Shades of Sharks. And no, Steve, that is not adult-rated shark movies.
Well, Sheila thought it might be.
Sheila. Yeah. The Birth of Big Air. The Good, the Bad, and the Hungry. Hawaiian. The Legend of Eddie Iacocao, Raging Bull Shark, Slaying the Badger, World's Biggest Tiger Shark, and World's Biggest Great White. So it looks like just in time for summertime and going to the beaches, they have lots of shows about sharks.
Yeah, that's usually when they put those out for that.
Yeah, I think Shark Week's next month for Discovery. Yeah.
Yep, perfect. Yeah,
that way they get more, and it's the Shark Week's next month, they get more content from these other shows and from what happened out at the beach at California yesterday.
Oh, I'm not aware.
Shark attack.
Oh.
Ooh, there were some sharks down in Myrtle Beach yesterday as well, right in the surf.
I probably knew them.
A couple weeks ago, there was an alligator in the surf at Myrtle Beach. Did you see that?
I
think it was just an old person with a really bad tan and skin.
What were you doing now? I thought you were supposed to be working.
I was working on looking on for shells.
Yeah. So moving on, before anybody gets that image burned into their head, we have a Disney Plus original. Marvel Studios Assemble, The Making of Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness. So we join visionary director Sam Raimi and the cast of the film as they recount their experiences, bringing Marvel's darkest story to life, from world building to universe building. Hear firsthand accounts from the cast and crew on what it took to design, create, and make each universe unique and believable. Discover all this and more in Assembled, The Making of Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness. And as of our day of recording, which is Thursday, June 23rd, Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness was released yesterday, Wednesday, June 22nd on Disney Plus.
Yes.
Yep.
But you should have already seen it in the theater?
We did.
That's correct.
So, yes.
Just not together.
Right, because I think there was two people on the show that did a review, right?
Unfortunately, yeah.
If I recall correctly.
Well, two important people anyway.
Yeah. Moving on, we have Monday, July 4th, arguably one of the biggest holidays in America. And it's a Disney Plus original, America the Beautiful, all episodes streaming. So we have from the award-winning producers of Planet Earth, Frozen Planet, and the Disney Nature films, America the Beautiful, narrated by Michael B. Jordan, is a jaw-dropping story about our homeland and its amazing animals. North America is the most diverse and extreme continent on Earth, the only place where you can find every landscape from Arctic ice caps to baking deserts and everything in between. We take a journey through America's most spectacular regions, the mountainous Northwest, the steamy South, the arid West, and the endless heartland. Whatever the neighborhood, there's a hero who can make it home. Smart, tough, brave, you name it, the animals of North America have what it takes to overcome the elements and thrive. In our closing episode, we meet the human heroes fighting to preserve our wildlife and wild places for future generations. And then finally, for me, Wednesday, July 6th, we have new library titles, PJ Masks Season 5, 8 episodes, and a Disney Plus original, Episode 5 of Miss Marvel.
Oh, gosh, finally, you're done.
I know, I thought it would never end.
Hey, believe it or not, I want to go back. Marvel Studios Assembled. Have you guys seen any of those?
No.
I have not yet.
Okay, because they're out there, right?
I mean, there's one. There's been one for every movie or show that has come out since Disney Plus started.
Okay, because this really sounds good that they're Sam Raimi is doing it. Like, I mean, they'll be like interviewing him and the rest of the cast because I've heard a couple other interviews with. Soshi?
Soshi Gomez.
Yeah, Soshi Gomez. It was really amazing some of the stuff that they did and how, especially her, how she got to react with Cumberbatch, Benedict Cumberbatch, and you know, some of the other people. So this ought to be really good.
Yeah, absolutely. Be able to get his take on some things. I think, you know, you know, the point that we talked about on even on the podcast about the movie, you know, I think his take on everything was just a little different than what we've seen. So I think that'll be really interesting for us to hear what he has to say on this episode.
Yeah. You know, especially since the movie's done and now he gets to go back and say, hey, we did this. This was in mind, but hey, this is what happened or whatever.
Right.
It's really going to be fun to watch. All right, so I'll take over here. I'll try not to be too long on this. Friday, July 8th, Disney Plus Originals, The Wonderful Summer of Mickey Mouse, which is a premiere. Mickey Mouse and his friends each recall the wild events leading up to the annual summer fireworks spectacular from their point of view. And then we move to July 13th, which is such an extremely very important day because this is the great day, the great birthday of one of our other fellow podcasters, Michelle Roelke, and mine too. And I'll be 29 again. Michelle will be probably 35. I don't know.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. So anyway, on Wednesday, July 13th, a couple of new library titles. Chibi Tiny Tales, it's season one. I have not seen this. Life Below Zero, Next Generation season four. How appropriate to bring this out in the heat of July. You may turn your air conditioners off, sit in with a parka in front of the TV and enjoy. Also, we have Spidey and His Amazing Friends, Season 1, and we get 4 episodes from that. And then Disney Plus Originals, Miss Marvel Finale, Final Episode 6, which I haven't seen the first couple yet, but that's because I'm on here. I would be watching it. I just finished up Obi-Wan, so that's the next one.
I can't wait to watch that.
Yeah, I can't either.
So no one's seen the first part, the first one, or is just one or two right now?
Three. The third one came out yesterday.
Oh, okay.
I'm caught up on it.
Okay. But, so I've heard good things so far. Really good things. People are real pleased with it.
I really like it.
The response has been really good, so I'm looking forward to get into it once I get a chance.
Well, now I'm going to turn it over to Patrick because you've got some good ones.
Yeah, there's definitely some good ones. So we move forward on Friday, July 15th. I think this is one that, you know, especially my kids have been waiting on for a while. We have another Disney Plus original premiere, and it's going to be Zombies 3.
Yes.
And I just watched the other two last week with my family to catch up on it, so I'm excited for this one. We're going to see Zed, Nan, and Addison in their final year at Seabrook, and things are going to be better than ever. So the town has finally accepted monsters as part of Seabrook and has become a safe haven for monsters and humans alike. Zed is on the cusp of receiving a football scholarship and becoming the first zombie to ever attend college. And he's also excited to join Addison, who has already been admitted. Addison is excited to mark the opening of the town's brand new cheer pavilion by inviting cheer teams from all over the world to compete in an international cheer-off. However, the town is shocked by the arrival of a new group of intergalactic outsiders, or aliens, who show up to compete in the cheer-off. Though they begrudgingly allow the aliens to stay for the competition, the monsters and humans of Seabrook grow suspicious when they discover that the aliens may be looking for more than a friendly competition. So, yeah. I think it would be a good one to watch.
I heard that in the promo that there was a book that the aliens had, and it was called Serving Humans. So that's interesting.
That's very interesting. I haven't seen that yet or heard that yet.
How to Isn't serve that from humans?
Twilight Zone.
Shut up! You're ruining it.
So I'm looking forward to that one. And then on Wednesday, July 20th, we have some new library titles. We have Myra, Royal Detective, season 2 and 4 episodes coming out. And then we have another premiere for a Disney Plus original. It's Siempre Fui Yo. So all episodes will be streaming, and it means it was always me. And the show is going to follow the adventures of Lupe, a Mexican girl whose life takes an unexpected turn when she finds out her father, El Ferron, Colombia's greatest music star, has died and decides to leave her native Mexico and travel to Cartagena to attend his funeral. Once there, she quickly realizes that nothing is what it seems and decides to enroll in a musical contest to be close to her father's entourage and look into his suspicious death. So together with Noah, a former assistant of her father's, Lupe embarks on a mission full of danger, romance, and plenty of music to solve this mystery in the heart of the Colombian Caribbean. Going to be interesting as well on that one. We have another premiere coming out this same day, Todo Igual, So Que Noa. So these are going to be all episodes streaming on this as well. And this means all the same, just not. And it follows Carol at the time she is experiencing important changes in her life. On the one hand, she has to deal with her mother marrying her new boyfriend and the prospect of living under the roof with his son. On the other, she starts dating someone for the first time in her life and begins to face unexpected situations with her lifelong girlfriends, which threatens their relationship. So she faces the typical challenges of adolescence, experiencing feelings she's never explored before, and learning to get to know herself and respecting her emotions are the first steps towards happiness, even if she makes mistakes along the way. So I think these two are going to be fun to watch too, based off the conversations, you know, that we've had. And it seems like, you know, this premiere right here with this especially, it kind of goes along with some of the Pixar films that we've seen with people coming of age recently and making mistakes, learning from them. It seems we're kind of seeing a trend right now with the way some of these storylines are going.
Yeah. I'm really looking forward to seeing these. I like it that, you know, for once, you know, we're taking us across the borders over there and we get to see some culture.
Absolutely. I think that's a great thing. And that's what I love about when I was reading these is that we're going to see some different cultures and we're going to be going across some different borders and learning about some, some of those things. So pretty cool and pretty neat for us to be able to see. And then finally, to close us out on Wednesday, July 27th, we have another premiere. We have a Disney Plus original premiere, High School Musical, the musical, the series season 3 will be out. And this is the Wildcats are going to head to Camp Shallow Lake. It's a California sleepaway camp where they and their fellow campers are primed for an unforgettable summer ripe with romance, curfewless nights, and a taste of the great outdoors. With a high-stakes production of Frozen on the horizon and a drama-filled docuseries of the production, the Wildcats will attempt to show who is best in the snow without leaving anyone out in the cold. I think this is one that a lot of people have been waiting on as well, especially if you've been a fan of the last two seasons. So might be fun to watch for some people as well on this one.
Oh, it's gotta be nasty. I mean, they're curfewless. There's no curfew.
Going to get into some trouble somewhere along the lines.
Yeah. Because I always broke curfew.
I never did. That's good.
I doubt that. That's quite a bit of, not too much coming out in July, but definitely a couple good things.
There's some original. I mean, everyone keeps screaming, why are we getting original things? Why are we getting original? And I think everyone looks for original blockbusters, but I'm sorry. I mean, we've got 1, 2, 3. Basically 4 original series, maybe more. America the Beautiful. There's a lot.
Yeah, I love that Disney is really putting forth the effort on making sure that they're really pushing these series like that. So I mean, they're creating something new and not just kind of repurposing an old vision or repurposing an old show that's already out there to just get it on there. So I like the way that Disney is moving each month with some of these series that they're doing.
And they're also bringing over series from the other international Disney Plus.
Which ones are they bringing over?
The two
Latin American ones.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, those are coming over from, Spanish Disney Plus, and then there are those episodes earlier this year, Parallels and Weekend Family, which were from Italy and France, respectively. So, not only are they making original content for English speaking Disney Plus, they are doing it for other countries as well, and spreading it around.
I have never seen any of the High School Musical, the musical, the series.
I've not either. Emma's watched it and she likes it.
I think we're kind of out of that age, but I know there are some others that around our age that actually like that show. But
so I know I've listened to it while it's been in the back seat in the car while I'm driving, but I've never actually.
You drive from the back seat?
I do. Drive and I'm able to. It works out really well, actually. But when you hear, I've never physically watched it on screen, so I can't really give a full opinion of it.
But you're in the back seat.
But I am
in the back. You should be able to watch it and drive if you're that good.
I have to try it this weekend while I'm driving. We'll see.
There you go. So if you guys
can we do a public service announcement that in no way, shape, or form should you ever try this on your own. This is done by a professional, Patrick Wheeler. Do not try this in your own vehicle.
I will test everything out for you.
Yep. New name, Dave. Crash Dummy.
So have you guys watched anything good recently on Disney Plus?
Miss Marvel.
Okay.
I have only watched one thing this month.
Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Yep. And I'll be honest, the first couple, I think I just kind of dozed, but I think I got 99% of it. But I did make it through the finale last night, which I thought was really good.
Gotcha.
I've kind of noticed that it seems like with most of the series, you know, the first one or two episodes may be a little slow. But then once they hit episode three, it kind of kicks it up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I thought they were all... I thought they were all pretty good. Like you said, the beginning, you know, was a little bit, but I mean, you had to get that backstory to some people who weren't born, you know, in 1976.
Yeah.
I guess I'm going to have to pay attention to that backstory well then.
Yeah. Because, yep, you needed to, because actually all that happened before then, didn't it? Oh my, yes.
Yeah, so I actually just started I've been back and forth quite a bit this month. I've made it almost all the way through the second season of The Mandalorian, almost all the way through The Book of Boba Fett. Looking forward to getting to start Obi-Wan or Obi-Soon. And then this morning I actually watched Doctor Strange. So I was excited that that came on yesterday and wanted to watch it this morning.
Yeah, now I know you saw it at the theater, but how many times did you see it at the theater?
In theater, I saw it once.
Okay, same here, because I know we had talked about, oh, wow, I'm going to go back and see it again. I never made it.
So. I didn't. So, and I tell you what, it was just as good at home as it was in theater. So
that's good to know.
We also watched Chippendale Rescue Rangers.
Ooh, yeah, we did too. That was... I don't know how I feel about that one still. I think we talked about that offline, though, too.
Yeah. I laughed a lot. The kids laughed some. The cameos are what gets me. I mean, they had some of the most off-the-wall cameos that you would ever... They had somebody from South Park.
Yeah, it was much easier to say who wasn't in there on a cameo than it was to say who was.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was getting ready to watch it one night, and then I noticed it was a movie, and I thought it was going to be like a series, and I was like, no, I'm not ready for 2 hours of.
Yeah, and Emma wanted to start watching Star Wars, so we're starting episode 3. We've already done 4, 5, and 6, and 1 and 2.
Okay, what's she think of them so far?
4, 5, and 6 are kind of slow and boring.
Right.
She likes 1 and 2 better because the special effects are better.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she'll end up liking 7, 8, and 9 the best. Because that's what I like the best.
They're all good. They're all good. So hard to say.
Yeah, some are better than others.
They are.
But, yeah, there's a lot of stuff that I had forgotten watching them, you know. So, and having to explain, you know, things about the movies. I don't like doing that. But you have to explain some things because... Yeah, I really think that when the first three movies were coming out, that George Lucas didn't have his whole story written out.
Well, they say he did, but I wonder the same thing.
Well, I mean, there's the kiss between Luke and Leia.
Yeah.
And then they become brother and sister.
And then it becomes so awkward.
That right there tells me that, no, he didn't have it all planned out.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one.
Yeah, I would agree on those.
Because that's the one I go back to.
But, you know, at any rate, you know, we're going to watch... We'll watch Revenge of the Sith soon. Once we finish watching Obi-Wan, and then Solo and Rogue One, and then we'll kick over to the last trilogy.
It's a good plan. Revenge of the Sith is one of my favorite movies out of the series.
Yeah.
That was three, right?
Yeah. Order 66 is really sad.
Yeah.
Oh, which relates to Obi-Wan.
Yeah.
The series on Plus.
Mm-hmm.
There's just so many shows and so little time, guys, to watch them.
Yep.
I know. There's that unfortunate thing called work.
I know.
Yeah.
Even if we didn't have jobs, we'd be able to sit there and watch them all day. But
hey, at least, I mean, it's not on Disney Plus, but at least on, you know, the beginning of the month, was it July 8th? Don't we have Thor?
Yes. That's
correct. Thor, yeah. Love and Thunder will be.
Love and Thunder.
So, we're planning on seeing that at the theaters.
Yeah, that's my plan. It comes out the 8th. Hopefully I can go see it that Thursday, the night before.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys get that too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we do.
All right, maybe we shouldn't tell everybody you can go on a Thursday.
Never. Only Fridays when it comes out.
Right.
Or wait 2 weeks. Wait till the crowds die down.
Yeah, because I was supposed to go see Lightyear, and I still haven't yet. And that was last
week. I'm just going to wait till it hits Disney Plus.
Yeah, apparently it was disappointing.
Yeah, I think. Well, I think one thing, if we look at that, is how every the most recent Pixar movies that have come out. So when we look at Luca and we look at Turning Red, they went straight to the streaming platform.
So right.
I think that Pixar and Disney kind of set themselves up for that as well by putting it in theaters instead of just streaming, especially, you know, during the time frame with Maverick, Top Gun, and Jurassic Park, and some of these other movies that are really like hit blockbusters right now. So I think it might have done better if they would have just put it on streaming plus, you know, maybe charged a $5 or $10 fee for it and then just went with it that way instead.
Well, you put it up with, I mean, it was bad enough that you had that Tim Allen one in it. So right. That turned people off already. But then you put it up against the blockbuster,
you got Maverick that's big and ready to hit $1 billion in sales.
Right. Yeah, but back before COVID, you know, Disney and Pixar kids films were blockbusters as well.
Yeah,
I think it goes along with what Patrick said, is that people know that they'll be out on Disney Plus soon, and you know, it's the family films that are underperforming at the theaters because right. They released Encanto in theaters and it performed poorly as well. It was up against you know, Spider-Man and a couple other big movies.
Right.
And, but once it came out on Disney Plus, you know, it's been gangbusters.
True. And the soundtrack is breaking all kinds of records. So
that's right.
So, yeah. I mean, there's potential that once Lightyear comes out on Disney Plus, that, you know, it'll get a lot more buzz and attention because people will actually be watching it.
Yeah, and like I don't think it's had a horrible showing in theaters, but unfortunately it didn't meet the mark with the other movies that are out.
Against Jurassic Park.
Jurassic Park was fantastic as well. So
it was.
It, you know, me and Rick went and saw it the other night, and it was amazing, or on Sunday at least. I mean, and it was phenomenal, but I think that, with these family movies, to our point, that You know, I think during COVID, a lot of these families got used to things going to the streaming service. So they're, you know, they're still not out and about in the theaters like they really are, and just taking their families out. So I think that Disney maybe missed the mark a little bit when it came to that for this one specifically.
Well, yeah, but nice thing is at least in the next, 2 weeks, we get to see another Disney / movie come out, Thor: Love and Thunder, which is a Marvel movie. And to segue into that, Rick, we might have a marvelous announcement.
Yes, I do believe so. And after our recent episode about Marvel, the marvelous side of Disney, I think is what the title was, that we had with Al and our guest, Luis, we've decided to do a monthly feature as well. We'll be calling it the Marvelous Side of Disney, and then have some sort of topic about Marvel. If anybody wants to go back and check that episode out, it's number 249, but we're excited about that. So hopefully everybody enjoys it. And the new show we're going to be featuring.
That sounds absolutely marvelous. Absolutely marvelous. And you have to be over 50 to get that one.
Which is why you get it.
Yeah, Saturday Night Live, go back.
So that's about all we have, I think. So thanks, guys, for showing up tonight and joining me as we discuss Disney Plus Take 4. And I guess we'll see everybody again next month when we talk about August. And I do know that there's two big things coming out in August that we're going to be talking about.
Make it hot, hot, hot.
Yes. So anybody wants to find us, they can go to monorailtales.com, and we'll have a list of all these shows up on our website as well.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, everybody.
Have a
great
night.
See you real soon.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.